reviens à toi. Voici la nuit qui tombe. La première étoile.
Heartbreak when all dies in the arms of her chevalier on this lonely road to Havre. Hear the children taking in by the children. Our Rio de Janeiro artist, who has been so well received in her Metropolitan debut today, Bidu Siao, is our Manon. And Sidney Rayner, the American tenor, is our chevalier. Sayao in her brown, poor, and simple costume now. This is her solo. And that is the solo bow by our own American tenor, Sidney Rayner. Our Chevalier de Grieux. Now they both come forward once again. Both of these artists have sung in many of the important opera houses of the world. Bidu Sayao, who studied abroad with Jean Doresque, and others, and Sidney Rayner, the American tenor. And so the curtains fall on this story of life and love. Next Saturday afternoon, the Radio Corporation of America cordially invites you to be its guests again when the Metropolitan Opera Company will present Bellini's opera Norma, featuring the brilliant Italian soprano Gina Cigna, together with Giovanni Martinelli, Ezio Pinza, Bruno Castagna, Thelma Votipka, and other well-known singers of the Metropolitan Opera Company, next Saturday afternoon at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A new booklet has been especially prepared to help you become more familiar with the background of tradition and romance behind the famous Metropolitan Opera organization. Ask your RCA Victor dealer for a free copy of the new 32-page illustrated booklet about the Metropolitan Opera Company. You'll find it a worthwhile souvenir of these Saturday afternoon programs. May we again remind you to listen to the RCA Magic Key program tomorrow, Sunday, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that time, you will hear Gina Cigna, who is to sing the title role in Norma next Saturday afternoon, Viscount Hidemaro Kanoya, distinguished Japanese orchestra conductor, Carlos Salcedo, famous harpist, Helen Gleason and Dennis King, stars of Broadway, John B. Kennedy, NBC News commentator, and the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Frank Black. We are sure it will repay every music lover to become familiar with each of these Saturday operas in the advance of the broadcast. For grand opera, like all truly great works of art, becomes more enjoyable the more it is studied and understood. The new 500-page, handsomely bound and illustrated Victor Book of the Opera is recommended to all who would like to read the stories of the operas and descriptions of the musical themes. So many of our musical friends get an added satisfaction from their Victor records of favorite operatic selections that reference is made in the Victor Book of the Opera to all Victor Opera recordings. You may obtain the Victor Book of the Opera for $2. $2 in the United States, $2.75 in Canada, from RCA Victor dealers, or by sending check or money order direct to the Department of Information, Radio Corporation of America, RCA Building, New York City. Remember, next Saturday afternoon at 1:55 p.m. for Bellini's opera Norma. It will feature the brilliant Italian soprano Gina Cigna, who, by the way, last year on the anniversary of the death of Bellini, the centenary of the death of Bellini, was asked to sing three performances of Norma in Bellini's native town. She will be in the cast as singing the leading role next Saturday afternoon, together with Giovanni Martinelli, Ezio Pinza, Bruno Castagna, Thelma Votipka, and other well-known members of the Metropolitan Opera Company. 1:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, next Saturday afternoon. Now this is Milton J. Cross saying good afternoon on behalf of all the services of the Radio Corporation of America.